You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, that's awful. You never want to be in this spot. But really, just the job is to go out and play spoiler right now. You got a Tampa Bay Buccaneer team on Thursday that we got a lot of respect for, that we love to play. That's always a highly competitive football game, and I expect no different. I love the fact that our guys get to get back on the grass and go out there and take another shot at it. We got some high-character people in our building, and now we just got to go look at the tape. We got to go figure out from a team, a collective group, on what we need to do to win this football game, because that's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, get a dub.
Got to win the game tonight, and hopefully they do. Kickoff at 8:15 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game with the Wade Ford tailgate show will start at 4, me and Smoke and Joe Patrick, and then the Falcons Radio Network from 6 to 8:15.
Double duty. Double duty, Andy.
Double duty, and I'll tell you what, I've never been more fired up to cover a game for 5 hours than this one.
You're damn you know right, I mean? Baby.
It's a big one. It's a divisional matchup. At the beginning of the year, man, we thought this game on Thursday night, and that's why they put it on Thursday night.
Right. It was going to be for something.
Like you may, I don't know. Bucks are 7-6. Maybe the Falcons are 8-5 or 7-6. Whatever, they're playing for first place
That's
in the
a
division.
Hell of a dream, wasn't it?
It was a hell of a dream. Turned out to be a nightmare. They're 4-9. They're out of the playoffs. They're doomed to another under 500 season. And if they lose tonight, that'll be their fifth double digit loss season out of the last six.
Yep.
Last year was the only one where they didn't, and they went 8-9. So. Yep. Hopefully they can, you know, avoid that, certainly tonight. And, the reality of it is, when they play the Bucks, the games are good. Like,
they are.
Week one against the Bucks, they're a missed field goal away from going to overtime. Last year, two of the most exciting games of the year. Remember that Thursday night game against the Bucks where they're able to get the spike, get the field goal at the buzzer, go to overtime. Kadarryl Hodge catches that touchdown and they win the game. That was an incredible game. Next day, Friday, we're at that Topgolf up there.
We're
hitting golf balls, talking about a Falcons win. Like, feels like a lifetime ago, Randy.
Yeah, it was. Because it was.
It's only been bad pretty much since then. But anyway, win the game tonight and give us something to be happy about tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the spoiler tag, whatever you got to do, man. You got a chance to play a damn National Football League game, and you don't get a lot to play a lot of those. And for this team, you're running out of them because you're not going to play and you're not going to be in the playoffs. So you always got to take advantage of the opportunity when it's in front of you, and you have an opportunity to go beat a good but struggling football team right now. And like you said, these games are always good to come down to the wire. 4.5 point spread for Tampa.
Get the home three, so they think it's a pretty even matchup.
A good game, and you know the biggest thing is start fast as you can, kick the ball out of the end zone. And then see where the chips may fall. See where they fall. Because there's no guarantee that if they kick the ball and Tampa returns it, they won't go for a score.
No. No, there's a pretty good chance. It's
pretty good chance going to.
Pretty good chance they're at the very least going to get out to like the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
Because so, it's not just that they've given up touchdowns and stuff. They give up the most return yards when teams take the ball out.
Yes.
So don't let them.
Don't let them.
And it's, I mean, it's, that's a tough pill to swallow to just flat out say, hey, we're going to give them the ball on the 35-yard line. That's like, you're like two first downs away from field goal range at the 35-yard line. But that's what it is, man. You can't cover kicks. So don't cover them. Kick it through the back of it and hopefully it goes out the back. I know Ray McLeod had his social media post yesterday. I don't know what verse it is where it wasn't for performance. Is that the end of it? I'm not sure what book that is.
And he just got his ass cut yesterday.
He did.
So maybe
he's just Ray.
Yeah, maybe. Man, get the hell out of here.
But he posted
that,
and then a couple other Falcons receivers like reposted it and did some other stuff on social media yesterday.
Whatever.
It seems like, I don't know, seems like there's some unhappy receivers, either former Falcons or current.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they were 9-4 and not 4-9,
they wouldn't, you
probably
wouldn't see
wouldn't
none
be
of this.
Talking about any
you,
of that.
You wouldn't see none of this.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the season's over and everybody's fired and all that kind of stuff. Maybe we get the full story on what happened earlier in the year. I don't think that's why the Falcons are where they are.
No.
But I do think the Falcons' wide receiving core has been
awful.
Just a shockingly bad unit this year.
Awful. It's been awful.
I don't think that. I know that.
Yeah, it's been awful.
And Drake London's not playing.
So. Yeah, so he's not playing. So Kyle Pitts is banged up. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be, you know, 30 for Bijan, 30 for Tyler, and see if you can get the hell out of there with a win.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope that's what they do. Hey, the Falcons got a 2026 international home game.
I just saw that.
Which is kind of confusing.
Yeah.
An international home game.
Yeah.
How's that? Oh, they get to be the home team
when
they play in some foreign country next year.
I think they're back in Germany.
Okay.
I think.
I'll go.
Dude, we were just talking to Dave.
Yeah.
We were talking to Dave Ash, and he was in there talking about his baby and everything and the swimming and everything. Dave, so you're listening. Get it done.
Let's do it.
We got a long time.
We got a year. Yeah. Randy returns to Germany.
Yes, dude.
Can
you imagine?
It's the most
easiest
promotion of all time.
Yes.
Most easiest, sorry. Yeah. It's the easiest promotion of all time.
I'm telling you, dude. That would be. And I'll pay for my spouse. Y'all pay for me.
30 years later.
Y'all pay for me.
Randy returns to Germany.
And I'll pay for my wife's ticket because I ain't going to Germany.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, no. we got to go to Vegas without him. We ain't going to Germany without him.
I think that was exactly a year
ago. I know. Yeah, yeah. We went to
that
Vegas.
Was a fun trip.
Yeah, we went to Vegas without him. They're not letting us go over there without him.
Boy, that football game sure did suck, though.
Oh, my God.
But they
God.
Won.
But they did win.
They won.
They did win.
And they covered. And we made some money.
Yeah, buddy.
So that was good. we got a year to plan this thing out, man. It would be so fun to take the show international. That's the next step. International Players Anthem. We could make a whole like intro for the show out of that song. We could remix it and make it about the Falcons playing in Germany. We got a year to work on
it.
We got a while. All right, here's Adam Schefter talking about what's going on at the University of Michigan.
The coaches were called in and told that Sherrone Moore was being fired. They then were calling in the team to tell them the same news. And then a short time ago, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel released a statement that you read a part of, where essentially it says that following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and Michigan maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Poggi has been appointed head football coach in an interim capacity, effective immediately, and obviously there will be a lot more to this story that comes to the forefront in the days and weeks to come.
It's in your contract. Yeah. It's in your contract.
Company buns.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I spit my coffee all over me this morning when I read that damn tweet by my brother, George Foster. Them company buns. Man,
Gotta avoid them.
Gotta avoid them, dog.
It's expressly written.
It's written
in,
the contract.
You cannot have relations with staff members.
It's in the contract, bruh. Yeah.
Plus, you're married.
Yeah. Which, this dude.
You know?
Yeah. And And I heard when I was listening to Coach Jim this morning, and he was like, I don't feel sorry for him. No. Put himself in this damn situation.
He did it.
Like,
maybe there were people at Michigan that were, like, hoping that he would do something wrong so they could fire him for cause, not pay him, and get him out of there because they didn't really want him. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Let's say that that's true. Well,
he gave it
to them on a platter.
Here, guys.
He could have made it a little bit harder for him to do that other than, like, do the exact thing that you can't do. So, yeah, so now Biff Pogge will be there. Biff Pogge, who used to be at Charlotte, the cutoff shirt guy.
Yes. Oh, that's him. Okay.
Don't have to worry about him dipping in company ink.
No. Oh, man. Dude, but, I mean, this Michigan job, it is one of the best positions in sports, in college athletics.
It is.
I mean, it is one of them jobs where
it's a great job.
You go take somebody's coach.
Yep.
And there's going to be a lot of names out there. I saw Rusty retweet it because it was so funny. It was nowhere that it was true, but they were talking about Michigan's going that Kirby. They're coming to Athens to interview Kirby, which is the funniest.
No, I saw the report that Kirby was flying. Let me not saw the report.
Yes,
I saw a tweet from a nobody.
Yes.
That Kirby was flying to Ann Arbor.
Yes, to meet with Michigan, which is the funniest damn thing in the world.
He's got a game to prep for.
Michigan has no
among a million other reasons.
There is not a job that has a shot at Kirby Smart. All right, so that was funny as hell.
It is,
but I mean, you put things out there. I mean, okay, because my first name, I thought, well, would that be a Brian Kelly thing? But then the way he got fired at LSU, and it obviously seems like nobody likes him.
Right. It just seems like
then the whole Kalen DeBoer thing is coming up.
Never know.
Because his buyout's like. About
10?
Like, yeah, somewhere. Something maybe like lower that. Than that, dude.
Maybe and, 8?
Yeah.
They got a game in 8 days.
Yes. Jet Fish.
They got a game Saturday.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. They can get Jet Fish, but if I'm them, anything that had Harbaugh on it, got to go.
Plus also, like, all of my kind of making fun of Jet Fish aside, like, he's not a big enough name for Michigan.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
But like, remember, people in Florida were having a tissy fit about him not going there. So
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's some good things about him for sure, and he's done a nice job at a couple different stops. I don't know that he's done a great job, but a nice job. Like, Michigan's got to be aimed a little
higher. You don't like him, do you?
I just think he's okay. Like, I don't really have a dislike or like. If he won more, I'd like him more.
Yeah, how long has he been there?
2 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it the same record?
Of what?
From, like, first to second year.
No, the first year they went 6-7.
Okay.
And the second year they went 8-4.
There you go. 2-game improvement.
Cool. I mean, you root for them.
I support Washington.
But you watched them play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were embarrassed by all the good teams.
They were?
Yeah.
Because they're not as good as those teams. But they're better than all the teams they beat.
Well, then be better than
that. That's what I'm saying. He's on the process of building that.
I don't know that he is. Maybe he is.
Yeah, but no. I mean, he's a name.
I do think we're going to get to find out. Because I don't think Michigan's going to hire
him. And then, like, Matt Campbell, I mean, would he been a call? Would he been a candidate?
He would have been candidate number one.
Probably.
He would have been candidate number one.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's going to be names. Do they go NFL route? I don't know. But I just think that, you remember the whole Michigan man screwed y'all. Now, he got you the ultimate thing that every college football team wants. Got you a championship.
Which is all.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's all you care about.
It's
like
all they
that.
Care about.
But yeah.
Well, you're paying for it.
You're paying for it. Because really think about it. Think about, didn't he have like five coaches get arrested for DUIs and everything?
That, there was obviously the Connor Stallions thing. There was now this, like, they're still dealing with fallout from various different things that those coaches did. Not just Connor Stallions, right. But like text messages that got deleted.
Yeah,
and
man.
Other text messages to recruits. That's why Minter can't come back.
Yes.
Because he's got to show cause for texting a recruit.
Dude.
Yeah, but they got the championship, though.
Yeah, man. Hey, guys. Tomorrow, join the morning shift at Publix off Haynes Bridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come pick up your supplies for the weekend, for weekend games and parties and all those. Say hello to Allie, Mac, and No Sleep, Mike and Bo, because they're going to be going off No Sleep. But they'll be there tomorrow morning broadcasting live. That's the Publix on Haynesbridge Road up in Alpharetta from 6 to 9.
You know who I know would take the job? Connor Stallions.
Oh, hell yeah. This is his dream job.
Yeah, he wrote a whole manifesto about
it. His dream school, his dream job.
Now, I think he's probably under some sort of sanction.
Right. They made some raggedy hires. I know we got to go, but Brady Hoke, Michigan man.
Yeah.
Rodriguez.
They made some mistakes. Like, again, there's no program immune from making a bad hire.
No.
Like, there's programs that are better than other programs just in terms of support and all that. But, like, you know, you're a bad hire away from being mediocre for 4 or 5 years. And Michigan's done that a couple times. Look at Florida. I mean, it can happen to anybody. All right. We'll come back. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.